from KQED.
For election 2012, the California Report has hit the road to talk to voters in various parts of the state. Today, we begin with a trip to Silicon Valley. You might think its famously entrepreneurial business culture naturally fosters Republican sentiments, but the Republicans we talk to say they're wandering in the political wilderness. Last week, the Santa Clara County Republican Party held a fundraiser for Johnny Camas, the GOP-endorsed candidate for San Jose City Council District 10. About 25 people showed up to rub shoulders over platters of hors d'oeuvres from Costco. If Camas were to win, there would be two Republicans on the 10-member council.
I go knocking on doors in my precincts every day, and every day I meet people, and some of them will ask me straight up, "Are you a Republican or a Democrat?" And I tell them it's a nonpartisan race. And then they say, "Well, so what are you, a Democrat or a Republican?" And I say, "You know, I'm a Republican." And if it's a Democrat, a lot of them will slam the door in my face occasionally. You know, not a lot of them, but occasionally. And it happens.
Here in Santa Clara County, Republicans account for just 23% of registered voters. Compare that with 30% statewide. It's fair to say Republicans are feeling outnumbered in many parts of California, but Helen Wang of San Jose says she feels like she has a target on her forehead.
That's how I feel, because usually nobody supports me at all.
That's even though, like many Republicans in California, Wang is a social liberal.
Okay, I believe gay marriage should be legal. I'm pro-choice.
Wang may feel the anti-GOP sentiment more acutely because she's active in the local party. But even rank-and-file Republicans can feel tempted to lay low. Attorney Boris Feldman of Palo Alto says he's used to being the token Republican in the room, which is ironic given that his exposure to Silicon Valley has a lot to do with why he became a Republican after growing up a liberal Democrat in South Bend, Indiana. He spent the last 26 years representing technology companies in shareholder lawsuits.
Business is very different out here. It has a totally, you know, probably the best hope of our country economically. And it just started to change how I looked at things like government regulation and government involvement in the marketplace.
The 57-year-old loves the appetite for risk he sees here, the willingness to fail early and often, the easy embrace of diversity, the sheer ambition to change the world for the better.
There's so much to be grateful for in living here. On the other hand, we're living in a bankrupt state that's completely controlled by groups that get their money from the state. The teachers' unions, the prison guard unions, other public employee unions, they own this state.
But after watching Republican gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman and senatorial candidate Carly Fiorina faceplant, politically speaking, 2 years ago, Feldman stopped giving to the California Republican Party.
I'm going to need to see some path out of the wilderness before I start donating to them again. The Republicans in California have to completely recast the party or they'll be in a permanent minority.
Feldman is also a social liberal. He blames the party's conservative social platform for turning off his voting friends who might otherwise choose the GOP. Mitt Romney may not collect a lot of votes in the San Francisco Bay Area, but he is collecting a lot of money here. Romney's made repeated trips to Northern California, making sure to stop in wealthy enclaves like Hillsborough. For diehard Republicans, Romney is the candidate to stand behind. Whether or not this ticket is doing anything to grow the GOP party locally the way Feldman wishes it would. 24-year-old Jeff Whitlow might be one of those poachable voters Feldman talks about. Whitlow grew up in what he describes as an upper-class household in Michigan. He went to private schools. He went to Stanford.
I never went to a day of public school in my life.
He lives in San Francisco and works in Foster City at Baylord, an investment management firm that caters to people Silicon Valley made wealthy. Many of his clients, he says, are Republicans. Many of his friends are Republicans. His heart is with the GOP, even though his family is true blue.
You got to support, you know, the black president because you're black. It doesn't really make sense when you verbalize it. They're very proud to have a black president, but it's not. The party doesn't necessarily represent their best interests.
Whitlow voted for Barack Obama in 2008, and the pressure is on for him to do it again. He wants to vote for a Republican president, but he feels he can't do it this year, not given the social conservative Paul Ryan on the ticket and really not given the family back in Michigan. So Whitlow's thinking of voting Republican down ballot.
It will likely end up being a split ticket because it would be almost devastating for me to go home Thanksgiving, like, hey, granddad, yeah, I voted Romney. And he would probably, I mean, being 92 years old, he might just drop dead.
You'd be remembered for killing your grandfather.
Exactly. I don't want that. I don't want that weight on me for the rest of my life.
Whitlow expects to be taking a lot of phone calls from his granddad between now and November 6th. But come 2016, Whitlow's vote for president may well belong to the GOP.